make the first speech.
I would like to concede my nomination to Candace Avalos for vice chair.
Okay.
Avalos,
would you like to say some words?
Thank you. I appreciate it. So thank you. I think we're excited because, yes, those positions are, like, basically similar, and we can just do a lot of the same things. But I would like to be vice chair because it definitely is, this committee is something I want to commit my time to and could work myself up to being chair. I'm really passionate about this work, and I want to see some reforms in how we recruit people and how we retain people and train people, and I feel like I could be useful in that way, and that's why I'm going to put my name for vice chair.
Hear, hear.
Wonderful.
I move. Did somebody get to move? I think somebody has to move, right? Or nominate.
We will need to take public comment for the vote.
Oh.
As we do.
Got it.
So.
Pete's sake. That's why I'm not vice chair.
Who would like to make public comment? Okay.
She sounds good to me.
Okay, quick comment on that.
Yeah.
Since Candace joined the committee, she's been extremely active and jumped right into outreach to different community organizations, and I appreciate your energy. And I'm also delighted for your service since you joined us, and glad to see both of you rise into leadership ranks.
Would you like to make a motion?
I would move to affirm Ms. Candace Avalos as our vice chair.
I second.
Okay, let's start with Mr. Simon.
Aye.
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 Aye. Yay.
Yay.
So,
thank you.
I nominate Neil Simon for recorder. No, I'm just playing. I nominate Dina Schwartz for recorder.
Second. Or do I second it?
Yeah.
Yes, do it.
Yeah. Any other nominations for recorder? Mr. Schwartz, would you like to make a speech?
I promise to record the meeting, but not the minutes, because Constantine promised you. And I will doggedly get on work groups every single month and make sure that they are meeting appropriately and doing their thing. And me and Candace talked about it a little bit, and we're sort of basically going to be like tag teaming a lot of duties, which is, I think, a really good idea.
It's great.
Great. Great. Well, I move to make Mr. Schwartz the recorder.
Second.
Okay. Another public comment. Would anybody like to make public comment? Yes.
So it's not written in the paperwork, but there used to be a thing called I think you call it the parking lot. There's a list of a lot of things that came up, such as the discussion you had earlier about making videos more readable and things like that. And the reporter was in charge of that. It used to be on the IPR's website, and when they transferred over to the new website a couple years ago, it disappeared. I have a printed copy of it. But I think it would be wise to think about having a reporter be in charge of a list like that on an ongoing basis so that things don't fall through the cracks. That's my public comment.
I would like to withdraw my nomination.
Was that a joke?
Yeah, that was a joke. Sorry.
Is there any further public comment? Okay. There has been a motion and a second. Let's start the voting with Ms. Chiller.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Excellent. 6-0. We have a new recorder. It's Mr. Schwartz. Now, for a one added twist, would anybody like to chair the crowd control work group?
That's what I want to do. That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And any public comments on Ms. Avalos chairing the crowd control work group? Yes.
I certainly hope, and I've said this for so many months, that you meet regularly on a monthly basis, because we have a real problem with the crowd control here, and there needs to be something done about it, and we're glad you stepped up and hope to see you monthly.
All right.
Okay. Is there a motion and a second real quick?
Oh, I move Candace for crowd control work group chair.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. Yay. Okay. Carol, this is the new crowd control work group chair.
Thank you.
I feel like we're in really good shape. I'm excited about what's to come and about conferring with you guys about things, issues of importance to the CRC.
Join the crowd control work group?
Yes.
Because they're
that
was me, right?
That
was
just me.
Wasn't this Michael before?
Yeah. Michael, yeah.
Okay.
Is he still going to be on the committee? He just doesn't want to be the chair?
It's unclear.
Okay.
And he said that he's got a lot going on at work. And
I will probably then withdraw from either the Deadly Force or the Policy and Protocol work group. So it wouldn't be on three. I'm happy to be on two.
Use of Deadly Force is probably the better one to withdraw from because we are
a lot of people on it.
There are a lot of people on it, and we're like pretty close to the finish line, and there's some ongoing members who I think are really
invested
and on top of it. So that would be my thought.
So yeah, I will withdraw from that and join the crowd control and maintain my membership in Policy.
You were done in that?
Great.
Pardon me. oh yeah, I'm more dogging that.
Okay, I do feel like sometimes like things are said like, so this is what's happened, and I think that they get typed into the minutes and then forgotten when the next month's minutes are put together. Like the minutes will be like, now Candace is the chair of the work group, and then when we get the agenda for the next meeting, it'll still say the chair is Michael. So.
Yeah, and actually,
we're going to vote for elections, and it's in the minutes, but then the agenda comes out, and there's no election.
That's true for Policy and Protocols. It still has Kiyosha, but I also had a question about that. Is Julie Ramos on that committee as like a community member, or is she
not
on it?
Okay.
Who makes those?
David.
Oh.
Guy. Anyway. Poor guy. But just.
Indeed.
But also, he circulates the minutes.
Circulates the last meeting.
Like, this is the.
For the agenda.
Agenda.
We can see a lot of the agenda in the public notification, but it's also difficult because once it goes out, I think it's difficult and obnoxious for them to change it. So there's a question like, well, can we change this? And it's kind of this like collective groan of, do we have to?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I just from the administrative side, it is easy to change. If you notice that there was an error on the public notification, we can change it on the agenda that we sort of keep as the working copy. I don't know that that would require an additional public notification if we changed.
But like adding CRC elections or something has to go through.
Well, yeah, that would be a notification.
Okay. I believe that brings us to work group updates. So, Mr. Simon, do you have an update from outreach?
I had a meeting with a board member from Portland Community College, and from that meeting had some written communication that was then forwarded from this board member to the president of the PCC Sylvania campus and their head of diversity, equity, and inclusion to try to involve PCC students and faculty in our work and to raise awareness about what we do amongst that audience. No follow-up since then. That was a mid-December meeting. And that's the only update I have at this time. I think in November we had the update, or early December, the update about a high school, one of the high schools of the two that replied to our outreach, got a teacher in touch with me who has students that are looking at some of these issues and some police student relations issues, as well as heading up a campus chapter of the NAACP. It sounded like there was interest there. Again, it was right before the holidays, and we'll see if we can get that going to perhaps have some of us go visit this school on a lunch hour or have some of the students come here for a meeting, whatever it may be. But baby steps of momentum within the PPS system there.
Cool.
And I'll say too, I mean, I work at PSU, I want DC to be involved. They are aware that I sit on the president's advisory council. We got a new president this past year, so you know, he's fresh and everything's new. And I even brought up the CRC there. I was like, I would love for us to be more involved. So I want to get PSU involved. I just don't know how yet. So we can work on that. But
yeah,
it's my goal to get PSU more involved, and I'm the student government advisor. So my students are very active in the community already. So
yeah,
I'm sure they would be interested in being part of this conversation.
Thank you both for, it sounds like really hard, dogged work on this.
Our pleasure.
Nothing from a current audit, I understand?
They met last month before our CRC meeting, and it was my understanding from an email that I was blind copied on that they would be sending something in the last month that would essentially be a report that somebody was going to give
to us
and to everyone at the next CRC meeting, which is this meeting, but I haven't heard from anyone. I'm sort of hesitant to be the bird dog for that group, since I have never met any of the other people on the group and only have an appointment because we needed a CRC member to be active in that group. I do think that it would be, the recurring audit idea is, I think, a really good idea. It's something that needs to be maybe focused on. So I'm hoping that that sort of report comes out.
I just sent an email to myself that says, email Vanessa regarding recurring audit.
Okay,
so I will email her tomorrow and see
what
the story is and how the line is.
Hopefully that's, hopefully that comes up.
So they're all in the committee, they're on the next.
So is the membership list on the recurring audit accurate?
Yes, it's accurate. It's just that I haven't been a part of any of their meetings in any way.
Okay, policy and protocols.
Policy and protocols. The membership is inaccurate on this list. Director Spear, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So who should be?
I am the chair. Dana Schwartz is the chair. Krista Malone and Julie Falk are the remaining members, I believe.
I think
you dropped off. Okay, sorry.
Not intentionally. I keep getting dropped off.
Oh.
So the list should be Daniel Schwartz, chair, members, Julie Falk, Krista Malone, and Andrew Tiller.
Okay. I went and met with Commissioner Fritz last month. For the first time, we're going to meet bi-monthly, and we're going to meet again this month just because I'll be out of town for the next scheduled meeting. It was a nice meeting. We did a little bit of sit down and hello, how are you doing? And then I sort of jumped right into what do we need to do to get the standard of review changed at the CRC. How do you feel about that? She was pretty clear that because the CRC was not her purview, that she wasn't going to be the one person on City Council who would introduce a document like that. However, if we could get three council members to...
Two besides her?
Two besides her to sort of get behind this push, then she would be amenable to doing something like that. And she suggested that we send a document about exactly what we want to do to City Council so that it is on the record. After that, I had a meeting with Chair Malone, and we talked about the two more members, and Chair Malone informed me that Wheeler and Fish are already on board, which I think, yeah, so.
And Kiyosha and I know with Commissioner Udalli, who seemed like she would be on the board too.
Okay, so that's four. So in my next meeting with Fritz, I'll be able to tell her that, which is pretty awesome. And then I've spent about 4 or 5 hours building what can be considered sort of a working draft document that will be circulated to the policy and protocols work group tomorrow, we can talk about it and redline it and tear it apart and add to it. And then, yes, at our next meeting, which maybe we can meet not on the day or in late January, because I'll be gone in early February for that meeting. So if that's possible, that would be awesome. And then hopefully we'll have a working document that we can then send to stakeholders and whoever else wants to take a look at it and add to it and do their thing. And then hopefully we'll send it to City Council. My hope is to get something to City Council, not to vote on, but to be familiar with and get it on the record before April. That would be ambitious, but I think it's possible. So yeah, that's the update on the policy and protocols.
Can I talk a little bit more about how you mean that?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. So Kiyosha and I met with Commissioner Udaly. She was great, and I guess I'll need a new partner for meetings with Udaly.
Yeah, we need to totally redo that. I think the list that David has for who meets with who is outdated, and we're about to have new people. So I think once they get on board, we should reassign and make sure everybody is really clear on who their City Council contact.
I don't know where you're
at. Yeah. I think that's.
Is that like a thing? So everybody has like contact usually with the, and you meet with them kind of thing?
Yeah. So yes, she seemed incredibly interested in all the work of the CRC, very responsive to the standard of review. She was, you know, at the hearing where she, you know, she found, you know, the standard confounding and challenging. And she seemed really interested in staying abreast of CRC issues and wanted one of her staff members to be getting regular notification of our meetings. And so I told David that and gave him her card so that, and she was surprised that so much goes on in terms of like the meetings that we have that are public, that are, you know, email to public notice is given, but that her office wasn't on that distribution list. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting and wondered if other commissioners might feel the same way if they, you know, kind of thought about it. So I was really glad that she wanted to be, you know, engaged and had her staff, you know, engaged.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Who does the distribution list go to? Who's included on that?
It's a lot of people. So right, if somebody wants to be on it, we put them on. So media, community members. There have been staff of commissioners on it in the past.
Rough estimate of the number?
That I don't.
800?
I would say, no, probably 700,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the public notifications alone are around 500,
yeah.
So,
wow. It would be nice if there could be more information about our meetings on the website. Like, from what I can tell, there's like a little thing that says like, January 3rd, CRC meeting, but it's not connected to like the agenda that goes out with the public notification.
There is on the calendar. So
on the main calendar, but not connected through the IPR website.
It is, yeah. So if you go to the IPR website, you can go to the review committee events, and it will have with the meeting date, the agenda.
Hmm. Good. Well then, fine.
Every mention of the meeting could be hyperlinked.
Hyperlink.
Crazy. Good work on that whole hologram thing, guys. Great.
Okay. Do you have anything from the car control work group? Nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Use the deadly force work group? Nothing happened.
Okay.
So? That takes us to public comment. Once again, we find ourselves ready for public comment. Mr. Hanlon.
Dan Hanlon with Reporting Cop Watch. And I was actually thinking about sending an email to you all earlier today when I found out that the hearing had been canceled. So that suggesting you have a discussion about stuff that you don't normally talk about. And you did that. You did that organically anyway. And I think it would be nice at some point, if you don't want to do it right now, that's fine, but to involve the community in a kind of informal discussion sometime at one of your meetings where you had extra time like this. That used to happen from time to time at CRC meetings, and I think that might be helpful, especially given the breadth of all the things that you're working on right now. And the efforts to change the standard of review is definitely something that Fort Carthage has worked on for a long time, and we're very interested in that. I think I gave all of you a copy of the new newsletter that we just put out. There are a couple of things that I said during the meeting that I think those were. So the NICARC mentioned one of the reasons they wanted more staff was to make more recommendations. It's traditionally been CRC's role to make formal recommendations, and the IPR only occasionally did it. I think the chair mentioned CRC has a role in the settlement agreement, and I think it would be great for you to have more staff person to talk about that. Since 2000, before you were created. My name is mentioned in the content of the minutes from November, but and also Ms. Hammonds as well, but neither of us are listed as having been at the meeting, so I don't know how that happened, but just so you know, part of your previous doesn't matter. We're on record as being there or saying something. Crowd control, I don't know if you remember this, a couple months ago, a member of the Human Rights Commission came to your meeting and said they were working on that issue too. We don't get any notification about what they're working on, whatever our members used to go to those meetings, but to stop because they weren't really doing anything about police anymore. So if you're able to hook up with them again and find out what they're doing, I think that'd be great.
Who was that? Irene and I were the ones who went to that meeting, so we'll happily make that happen.
One way to stop having to go to so many police review boards was to get the police to stop shooting people.
Wow, if I could figure out how to do that, that would be
It's disappointing that you didn't, I mentioned this to the chair before the meeting, it's disappointing you didn't have the appeal tonight because even if you couldn't come to a different conclusion about whether it was in or out of policy, the paperwork was posted on the website, so I was able to read it. And the officer said that he fired this less lethal weapon from less 8 to 10 feet away from the person that the appellant witnessed getting shot. And this thing is massive. It's got this projectile that's full of pepper balls, and the fact that it was shot from such a close distance, there seems to be policy issues that could be raised from the appeal, even though you never got to actually hold the appeal. So since you all, I think you read the file, everybody, before it got canceled, or maybe most of you did, I think it'd be worth talking about that kind of thing, that's the less lethal projectiles. Trainings of CRC members used to be public. You can ask IPR staff why they decided to stop letting the public come into them, but I think that is helpful, especially for those of us who come to more meetings than anybody else in the city, for us to be there and maybe remind the staff when they forget things or things fall through cracks and maybe give a few suggestions. We can wait till the end for public comment. You don't have to do it during the bulk of the meeting, but I think it's helpful to have the public there. So I would welcome the CRC making that suggestion to staff, because I don't think they take our suggestion from it. One thing, too, about your meetings. I know it seems silly, and everybody's got a piece of paper, presumably, in front of them. But at the Training Advisory Council, they read their mission statement into the record at every meeting. And I think that's helpful to ground all of you back to remember what you're doing, and for new people to know what you're talking about. And it used to be going with all the work groups. We say this is the mission statement of this work group, and there's like 6 items that are supposed to be reporting on for each work group, and those don't always get covered. So since the agenda has that listed, I'm going to make it helpful just in terms of making it a little more clear. And last comment just has to be that, you know, there are now no retire rates on CRC. I don't think that anybody will be able to 45 on CRC. I don't know what's going to happen with the new members, but you know, we complained about there being too many retirees at the beginning, and now the pendulum has swung completely the other way. I think it'd be helpful for you to have a few people who are retired, who have the extra time to put in to maybe chair work groups and make sure that these things can happen. When you can't do it, you're working here and doing it with your families. I think it'd be great to consider that. I don't know what got chosen, so we'll see what happens with that. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, any wrap-up comments for CRC members?
thank you to Captain Bell for his input in this meeting. Thanks for being here the whole time and for every meeting. It's great.
Okay, we're adjourned. It was nice to have some space to actually...